Have you ever wondered how on Amazon you can set your URL? That is the listing URL at the top right here. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy, and there's two ways you can do this, and I'll show you both of them. So if we jump right in, first of all, why would you want to do this? There are times when having a good keyword in the URL can help a listing rank. Now, we're on a hemp listing. I did another video the other day about how this listing had no optimization whatsoever, and I explained why that might be, and basically, I bet they just had a bunch of listing yanks. Well, speaking of listing yanks, what is something you can't do on a listing? Typically, make a disease claim. Well, what better way to make that claim without getting in trouble with Amazon than putting it in the URL? And that's exactly what this hemp company did. They put the word insomnia management into their URL up here. So if you're trying to rank for insomnia management, but you can't actually claim your product does that, then you could throw it into the URL up at the top. So that's what they did. They're the number one bestseller in omega acids and a bunch of other things. This thing crushes it, sells 4,000 units a month. Obviously, they're sophisticated in what they're doing. Is it a little scummy to put a disease claim in the URL? Absolutely. I don't condone that. However, it's clever, and I can call that out. All right, so how would you do this? There's two ways. The first and easiest way is to just simply ask Amazon to update your URL. I keep saying two-step URL because of all the past two-step codes you used to do. All right, so inside of Seller Central, in the top right, go click on help, scroll down here, my issue's not listed. We're going to fill it out and say set the URL of my Amazon listing and hit continue. And then in here, my issue's not listed. They make this really hard to file things now. And then we're going to go to try and make a listing change, which nothing really shows up product listing related. Yeah, it's probably about right. So in here, we're going to go to the email section and we're going to fill out the ticket and explain what we want. So unfortunately, you do have to fill out the full thing. They won't let you edit it after you select where you need to go, which is a little annoying. But basically, we'll go back and hit edit on that. And you'll put something in the description, something to the effect of edit my Amazon listing URL from, and then list what it currently is, and then put the to, and then list it out right here. So I point out that you need to put a hyphen between the words. Also, the maximum word count is 5. And so the order of those words also can be helpful for SEO. This does index on Google. So if we Google that exact phrase, gummies, peace, relaxation, insomnia management, what lo and behold comes up? Their Amazon listing number one. In fact, they have two listings that come up. So that's why this is so powerful, because it will actually rank the ASIN on Google, sending further signals. Then when somebody searches these keywords on Google, clicks on the listing, that is going to actually do the same thing that a two-step URL would do and program Amazon to say that this keyword is related to the listing, giving it further SEO juice. So that's the easiest way to do this, is to simply ticket and ask Amazon. Yes, sometimes they'll reject the ticket or you'll have to file it several times. That's just common with any ticket ever. Even if you wanted to update your title, for crying out loud, it could take 5 tickets sometimes. very common. We do that every day. That's why my catalog team at My Amazon Guys got like 150 Amazon specialists. That's how many freaking tickets we're filing every day, like 5-10 tickets a day minimum per person in the thousands. All right, so the second way to update the URL is to update the title. Now, this one is not generally the best practice, and there's several reasons why. First of all, in a title, you're supposed to put the brand name first, which they have not done. So if somebody reported this listing, it could go down, it could be affected. But you're supposed to put in the front of your title your brand name. That's an Amazon requirement. They don't necessarily enforce it all the time, but it's a requirement. All right, so if you wanted to get the URL set without a ticket, the only other way to do it is to put some sort of line break after 5 words in your title. So if you put a dash right here after 2 words, that won't work. You need to have 5 words, then a dash or a train track. So for example, if we took these five words, and I'll just pull up a notepad for demonstration purposes, and we were to put the note, those five words in here, if we wanted the five words in the URL to be hemp gummies for peace, we would have to put the hyphen right there. You could also use a train track like that. Amazon does seem to prefer hyphens over train tracks, but I haven't seen them like enforce removal of train tracks at all. So obviously the word for not going to help you, right? So when we look at what they did, gummies, peace, relaxation, insomnia management, that makes a crappy title. And so that's why these guys probably ticketed it instead of setting it up via the title. So also, if they tried to file a ticket to update their title right now, it would probably be rejected because they don't have Vitamax or the brand name in the front of their title. In fact, they don't even have the brand name anywhere in the title. So a lot of challenges with switching the title to set the URL. Very, very difficult to do that, especially if you've got a two or a three word brand name like Age of Sage. If I were to set my soaps right now, Age of Sage Men's Soaps, that would be the two step URL, that'd be the URL, which would be a challenge. And that got me curious. I went over and looked at one of mine, Age Sage Turmeric Handmade Thanksgiving. So if you don't have a line break after five words, Amazon is going to automatically assign the URL based off of its algorithm, and they're going to pull five words from the title. So you can see here they pulled Age Sage Turmeric Handmade Thanksgiving. Not terrible, could be a little bit better, but at least they got the turmeric and the Thanksgiving. I don't know if the handmade part matters at all. But if you go through your listings and just click on random ones, you'll see that they have all kinds of different associated titles on the URL. So Age Sage Natural Soap Gift, right? So their algorithm clearly is avoiding, ofs and fors and whatnot, which is cool. That's not a bad thing. But if we keep going down the, just clicking random things, let's click one of my older soaps here. Fruity Scent Natural Soap Woman. That's actually pretty good. I'd be pretty happy with that. That's hitting some keywords I like. But no matter how you go about doing this, and you can see Natural Soap Set for Women and the title breaks right there, that did not guarantee the URL would be set to those five words. However, it's pretty close. Natural Set for Women, Natural Soap Women, and then they threw in Fruity Scent, right? So Amazon's algorithm is more likely to pick up the first five words after a line break, a hyphen, or a train track, but it's not guaranteed. The only one that's guaranteed is to simply ticket it to Amazon like this and tell them exactly what you want, hit the continue, change, let's see, my issue's not listed, and then we want to do product listing related, and then hit the email and hit submit. And that could take a few tickets to go through. But the benefit is pretty good for SEO. It's not necessarily in the top five, six, seven things that I focus on a listing, which is why you don't actually see all of mine hyper optimized. I'd say it's like I got like 80% of the juice with some of the ones I have just by default. And the things I would focus on over this would be the actual title, followed by bullet points, then the brand story and A+ content, physical text, that's the crawlable text, that's the text outside of the images like this, then the alt text, as well as the back end search terms themselves. So if we were to go into a random product, I'll just click on this one right here, and click into the search term section, which is usually in the product details section. And we go down to the keywords or generic keywords section right here. We would fill that in right there and focus on that as really important attention to give a listing. And then after you have all those set, the URL would be the next in line for me. That's kind of where I would rank it. However, when you're first making the listing, it's easiest to just get the URL set to begin with when you first make the title. And you can always update the title, and sometimes the URL will just match whatever you first loaded. So if you were trying to avoid ticketing for whatever reason, you could set the title to begin with, see what the URL comes out, see if it's what you like, and then you could modify the title, and usually the URL will stay static based on whatever you first loaded. So a lot of strategy that can be done here for those that want to go the extra mile. I'd say this is not something most people focus on. It's definitely on the more advanced side, but it doesn't require a lot of sophistication to pull off. So it's kind of worth doing. I have a bunch of SEO videos that you guys might appreciate. A lot of SEO tips. You can go over to myamazonguy.com/SEO. You can watch my masterclass with a bunch of information. We also give our SEO phase one away for completely for free. I can't tell you, there's like 100 agencies out there that have copied our SEO process. You should too. And if you go to random boutique agency websites, they like list my entire SEO process with no accreditation or linking back, but they have multiple SEO phases. I invented this stuff. So get it from the root, get it from the original source here. Come over and look at the SEO phases, download it yourself, bunch of videos, myamazonguy.com/SEO. And I don't think very many brands consider hiring agencies for SEO. They usually go for PPC and a bunch of, grow my sales sort of stuff. We obviously do all of that. And if you want a free quote, go to myamazonguy.com. You can book a call with us. You can talk to us, no obligation. Tell us about your brand. We'll tell you how we can help you and see how we can reach your goals by giving you a proposal. So my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. Check out these SEO videos next or contact us at myamazonguy.com.